From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said on Tuesday Russia will try to interfere with American elections this year.
Any elections that are coming up need to assume that there might be interference with that, particularly from the Russians and maybe from some other malign actors. And steps need to be taken to work with state and local officials because many of these elections and off the year will be state and local.
Coats was speaking to senators on Capitol Hill. Ace Magashule, who is Secretary General of the African National Congress, said the party's National Executive Committee decided to recall President Jacob Zuma, who has been discredited by corruption scandals.
And we're looking forward to an amicable solution, and we will then see what President Zuma's response is.
If Zuma refuses his party's instruction, the matter could go to Parliament for a vote on a motion of no confidence. Israeli news outlets reported that police are recommending that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu be indicted on corruption charges. In response, Netanyahu said on national television Tuesday, any police recommendations to indict him on corruption charges will end with nothing, end quote, adding he will continue to lead Israel, quote, responsibly and faithfully. After months-long investigation in two cases of alleged corruption, the country's attorney general must decide. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Tuesday the end of major combat operations against Islamic State does not mean the United States and its allies have achieved an enduring defeat of the militant group.
This means continuing to provide essential aid and services to communities which are only now starting to rebuild.
Tillerson said Washington has decided to provide an additional $200 million of aid to stabilize liberated areas of Syria. Deputy UN Political Affairs Chief Miroslav Jenka said a Reuters investigation into the killing of the Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar and other reports of grave abuses demand attention and action.
Reuters has now published the story these journalists were working on, a deeply disturbing account of the execution of 10 Rohingya men in Indian village Mongdo in northern Rakhine State. The Associated Press has also published a report of 5 mass graves in Gudarpin village in Butidong.
He also called for the release of the 2 detained Reuters journalists. The trial of a teenage Palestinian girl whose assault on 2 Israeli soldiers gained global attention opened before an Israeli military court Tuesday, but the judge ordered the proceedings to be held behind closed doors. Ahed Tamimi appeared fresh and confident as she was led into a courtroom packed with journalists and foreign diplomats. Tamimi's lawyer, Gabby Lasky, disagreed with the closed-door order.
They understand that her rights are being infringed and her trial is something that shouldn't be happening. So the way to keep it out of everybody's eyes is to close doors and not allow people inside the court for her hearings.
After the prosecution read the 12-count indictment, the trial was adjourned until next month. The biggest U.S. force in years joined an annual military exercise in Thailand Tuesday, despite controversy over the Thai junta's invitation to nearby Myanmar's army, which had been accused of ethnic cleansing. U.S. Ambassador Glenn T. Davies attended the opening ceremony and said it's very important to understand that what we're doing today and in the next 10 days is exercising capabilities that are essential for this region. I'm Ann Ball reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.